I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Way Media. Here is today's news. Kathy Jefferson Bancroft, a member of the Lumpine Paiute Shoshone tribe, passed away peacefully at home on the evening of January 25, 2026. She was born in Lumpine on August 27, 1954. Kathy's preceded in death by her parents, Barbara Morgan, Thomas Jefferson, her brother, Norman Jefferson, and her son, Harmy Bancroft. She is survived by her sister, Susan Jefferson Bob, her sister, Sarah Jefferson, her son, Franco Bancroft, her granddaughters, Rosalind Bancroft and Reagan Littlefield, and her grandson, Jesse Bancroft. A cry dance will take place on February 14, 2026 at sunset at the Lone Pine Paiute Shoshone Reservation Wellness Center with a burial to follow. A celebration of life will be held at 11 a.m. on February 15, 2026 at the Lone Pine Paiute Shoshone Reservation Tribal Gym. Well, great news from the Alabama Hills National Scenic Area. The Bishop Field Office Recreation Staff, with support of the Alabama Hills Stewardship Group, recently completed the new Geology Loop Trail. Along the route, visitors will find information, wayside exhibits, new trail directional signs, improved drainage, trail surface upgrades, and clearer trail delineation. Thank you to everyone who helped make this happen. The Alabama Hills are enjoyed by hikers, bikers, trail runners, climbers, horse riders, birders, and more. The Geology Loop Trail is a short 0.15-mile loop that highlights many of the unique geologic features that make this landscape so special. A small loop with a big story to tell. Talking about Lone Pine, Steve Latshaw announced that the Museum of Western Film History in Lone Pine is launching a new weekly movie series inside the Museum Theater beginning this Saturday and Sunday at 1:30 p.m. The inaugural screenings will feature Audie Murphy in Showdown, the 1963, on February 7th and 8th. Showdown is a classic Western that showcases Murphy in one of his most compelling roles, telling the story of a determined lawman caught in a tense battle of wits with an outlaw leader. Known for its strong performances, suspenseful storytelling, and rugged Western atmosphere, the film was filmed in the iconic Alabama Hills just outside of Lone Pine, a favorite location for countless Hollywood Westerns. The series invites the community and visitors alike to come enjoy a piece of the area's rich cinematic heritage, right where movie history was made. Well, we saw this posted from Inyo County Probation. It needs to be shared. Participants in the Inyo County Reentry Program are demonstrating positive progress towards successful community reintegration. Clients are actively engaging in services addressing identified needs and working towards stability in areas such as housing treatment, employment, and pro-social skill development. And on Wednesday, January 28, 2026, several participants were recognized for their consistent participation and individual accountability. Congratulations to all. To see that post, head on out to Facebook for Inyo County Probation, or you can also find it on our Facebook page at Sierra Wave Media. Well, a household hazardous waste collection event will be held at the Big Pine Transfer Station on Saturday, February 7th from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Fees for disposal of household hazardous waste during the event are waived. Regular charges apply for all other disposal. Please note that hazardous waste containers cannot exceed 5 gallons each and are limited to a total of 20 gallons of product per household. Well, starting in mid-2024, the California Department of Motor Vehicles implemented a revised schedule at the Bishop Field office that significantly reduces the in-office service days available to the public. DMV is open to the public primarily on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. The other weekdays closed for in-office visits. On the days the DMV is closed to the public, staff focus on processing transactions started online or through other service channels. Why is there this reduction? The DMV says the change is part of a broader effort to serve the customers statewide while increasing operational efficiency. According to department public announcement, data on transaction volume, staffing levels, and customer patterns were used to determine which offices could move to a reduced schedule without compromising essential services. So, tips for residents: plan ahead, use online tools, and check appointments. Other things that you can do is send a request to your senator, which is Senator Alvarado Gill, about requesting a change and having more service time available. Congressman Kevin Kiley has firmly requested the U.S. Government Accountability Office to conduct a comprehensive investigation into waste, fraud, and abuse involving public funds in the state of California. Congress has a fundamental responsibility to ensure taxpayer dollars are spent lawfully and protected from criminal misuse. Congressman Kiley said, unfortunately, California has repeatedly failed to safeguard public funds with devastating consequences for taxpayers. And for the most vulnerable people, these programs are meant to help. For more information on that, you can go out to our website at sierrawave.net. Well, we have a great interview with Anna Buttock, and it's going to be on our Facebook, Instagram, and Sierra Wave page. She works for the city of Bishop, but this isn't about the city. Well, they're actually helping be a part of it, but it's about West African Drum and Dance Workshop. It features Farah Tolno, and the schedule is going to be Bishop, Monday, February 16th, Mammoth, Wednesday, February 18th, Mammoth again, Thursday, February 19th, Bishop, Saturday, February 21st. Times are available out there on our website or on Facebook at sierrawave.net. The drum or dance is a $20 suggested donation. The combo is $30 as a suggested donation, $35 for those who can. No one will be turned away for lack of funds. Scholarships are available. It's open to all ages and abilities are welcome. If you have more, want more information, you can contact 213-909-1674. Well, I'm Jason Brown bringing you today's news. For more news, always go to sierrawave.net or follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Sierra Wave Media. Remember, since 1996, for 30 years now, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. And the people who shape it are the people like I just talked about, Anna, who is talking to us about West African Drum and Dance Workshops. Thanks for listening.